views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Ken, and I'm your host once again. Today is May 17th. Sunday, May 17th. Seems like it could be September, maybe. Anyway.
That could be wishful thinking in some ways.
It rained last night. It was kind of good. So, anyway, May 17th, 2015. Again, my name is Mark Kent. We'll have our guest later on, Trevor Loudon, at 10, I believe. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda. And
good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our producer, trusted soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that is 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. The Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at South 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. I believe that this week we're having the gal in from Common Core, or I don't know, Orlean. I never can remember how to say her name properly.
I can't either. Bob will help us out here. How do you say her last name?
That is a tough one. I think it's Orlean Curl.
Orlean Curl. Okay, and she'll be coming in to stop Common Core. It's rotten to the core, and we need to stop it. And so that'll be Monday. And any veterans events that we need to work
on? We do, because it is May, so we have Memorial Day coming up on May 25th at 11 a.m. at the Anderson Cemetery. There will be ceremonies. Also on the 25th of May, out at Igo Cemetery at 6:55, we will be having ceremonies. And then on May 30th, down here at the Veterans Grove by the Civic Center, they will be having services down there, too. And then also we have Camp for Life coming up at the end of June, June 28th, I believe, to July 4th. That's where we go out with Missing in America Project and Walmart Heart. And we we have 15 families so far that are with terminally ill children. So they go out to camp there at Whiskeytown, Camp for Hope, and we feed them and have a great time. A girlfriend of ours brings horses, so the kids get to do all that kind of stuff. And then coming in September, hopefully, we will be doing a ride with Missing in America Project, Sea to Shining Sea, to Arlington Cemetery. As far as I know, we have five veterans that we'll be taking back and placing them at Arlington. So,
Are they going to do the fishing still at the Camp for Life?
Yes. Yeah. We will stock the pond twice in that week, so the kids will be able to catch lots of fish. So if you're interested, you can come out and join us and bring your kids or grandkids. It's a lot of different activities going on out there.
All right. And for more information, contact?
You can contact me at 221-0101 or call Fred at 226-9900.
Also, we have a rummage sale for the Tea Party on June 12th and 13th, Friday and Saturday,
yep,
8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're going to need some help out there. So get a hold of Sally at 246-9706 and donate, volunteer, set up, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we can always use another pair of hands.
Need a lot of help. So also, I believe that on the same day, We're having the FACL registration, which is the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership Training in Reading. And that will be, you know, announcing a little bit more on that. So anybody who wants to get involved in that, please call our office at 530-221-0101, and we'll give you more information.
And, yeah, that's a great thing to attend if you have not attended that. It will open your eyes to different things that are going on with our government.
Yep. So you can also go to the website at www.facleventss.org and look for Reading California Political Leadership School. We're looking for political leaders. And I think they're going to have that at the Best Western up at the Hilltop Inn. And that's, again, Saturday, June 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock.
I was going to say 8:30 to 9.
Oh, she's got it marked wrong.
Yeah, it's like 8:30 to 5 or something. It's an all-day event.
9 a.m. to 5:30. Okay. Registration starts at 8:30.
Okay, there you go.
That didn't sound right, did it?
No.
Okay, so with that, let's play our first clip. We got about 8 minutes here, Greg Honey. We're not going to play the whole thing, but I think you'll get the gist of this, and then we'll talk some more about it. Go ahead.
There's no deal. Speaking of another secret deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, this trade deal with, you know, Asian countries, excluding China, you know, that the president is doing another deal, and this is in secret, another secret deal. You know, you don't need to know, tisk tisk, move along, nothing to see here. This is another secret deal. And Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat, is saying, hey, listen, if this deal is so good, let's see the details. The president is having a heck of a fight with members of his own party. And it's gotten downright kind of nasty and condescending and ugly to the members of his own party and saying they're not, you know, really informed and they're doing they're stopping the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade deal, for political reasons. And this is in a script like that you could have written right out of the Twilight Zone. Now the Democrats, now the Democrats are against the president and are mad about this deal. They say it's going to kill jobs and it could impair our sovereignty, that this could supersede our sovereignty, this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And you have Democrats with the, you know, Tea Party, libertarian wing, joining sides in the House and some in the Senate, but in the House, big, you know, big alliances that you wouldn't think. And then you have the Republicans, the mainline Republicans, particularly in the Senate, aligning with the president. Listen, if this many Democrats think this is a bad deal, now the Republicans say, oh, this is going to be a boom for, you know, growth and trade, and it's going to be wonderful. And if this many Democrats are willing to step up against the leader of their party and say, no, you know, and I'm with Warren, and I'm not with her on a lot of stuff, but when she says, hey, if it's such a great deal, let's see what the details are. No secret deals, and then vote it up or down at the end of the deal, which the Republicans have the majority, and they love this thing, and, you know, that you can't change it, and the Democrats are saying, no, we want to change it. We want input on the way in, not after it's all done. Okay. Vote for it and see what's in it, or whatever, the famous Nancy Pelosi thing. But, you know, they'll see what's in it, but they'll either vote it up or down and be villainized for voting it down. But the president has been downright nasty to members of his own party over standing in the way of this, and the fight is nowhere near over. They got about a win for the Democrats and a win for the Republicans right now, but it's still nowhere over at this point. I'm telling you, this is a script right out of the Twilight Zone. It's really quite unbelievable. Next up is a story about the economy, and I just want to talk about the sinking dollar and rising gold. I mean, the cat's out of the bag in terms of interest rates, and that they can't raise rates. If they raise rates, they kill the economy. But rates have been rising anyway. I mean, if you look back in about the first week in February, the 10-year Treasury is 1.67%. Now it's, 2.2%. That's more than a 50-point basis point rise. You think, well, it's just a half a percent. Well, a half a percent tacked on to 1.67% is a huge percentage move. That is a big move. That's a 25, 30% move in a 3 months' time? that's the market. And I talked to Greg Mannarino about this to backstop me on my analysis on this. He was a former trader at Bear Stearns, and he told me, and I wrote some quotes down. Mannarino, who has TradersChoice.net, says that this is like the bond market firing a warning shot. It's signaling trouble ahead. You know, this kind of a rate rise this fast, and the Fed doesn't want the rates to go up. They're not pushing them up. And he also says that this is kind of like a tremor, and this tremor could turn into a full-blown earthquake. But rates rising in this fashion, this fast, against really the wishes and desires of the Fed, is trouble. And Egon von Greyers was on the site this past week, and it was talking about how the collateral could turn into, you know, putty, could turn into poof. You know, I've got Hugo Salinas Price on this coming week. He has another way to look at it, and he says, you know, that, you know, all this liquidity is like a cloud, and the cloud's fine as long as it's just hanging over your head. But when it starts raining, boom, all it's raining fiat dollars. He'll be on Sunday in an early Sunday release. Billionaire, he founded Electra, the retail chain, retail mogul. He'll be on Sunday, Hugo Salinas Price. Nice guy, one of the good guys. In other news, here we have Citi. This is on USA Today. Is Citi guilty plea possible? Yeah, this is in Forex trading. Of course, there's no criminal, actual individual criminal charges that I know of that are going to be filed. You know, they plead guilty. The bank is guilty. The bank is not an individual, but the entity is guilty. And then the shareholders pay the fine. And you might remember that the Justice Department has already passed on, you know, them going after Citi and their role in the LIBOR rate rigging scandal. You know, the London Interbank Offered Rate is responsible for, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars of interest rates around the world. And Citi was one of the banks. And, well, they're not going to be criminally prosecuted for that. It's kind of like, you know, sports and the deflation gate football. You can cheat. That's what the NFL says that the Patriots did. You can cheat and you can win a game and pay a fine. As a banker, you could cheat and you can make a lot of money and you can get caught and you pay a fine. Well, one thing you can't do if you're a police officer that gets gunned down in a routine traffic stop is cheat death. And I want to know, this is in USA Today, this is in Mississippi, these two police officers, routine traffic stop, weren't doing anything wrong. The people that were stopped, one of the guys got out, gunned them both down, shot them both, killed them. Where is Al Sharpton? I mean, at least talk about the black guy. Where is he? At least talk about how people should respect police officers and listen to all, you know, legal commands and not shoot them down in a traffic stop. Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's the president? Where's the president? I want to add something to my police thing. And, you know, please don't think I'm some neocon, you know, I'm with the mainstream media. Listen, let me tell you who caused this problem. It was the politicians and the bankers, period. You look at police, they don't collect taxes. They don't appropriate money. They don't do the budget by and large. You know, they say, here's how much money that you have, and you can buy police cars and ammunition and guns and dogs and whatever you want. Yeah, is the police, are they being militarized? Yes. Who's doing that? Who's making a decision for that? The politicians. Who's financing that? The bankers. In bonds. This problem was caused by the bankers and the politicians, and the police are being vilified. Are there bad police? You betcha. Are they being militarized? Yes, they are. Who's behind that? You think the police have decided, let's just militarize ourselves? No. They have to collect taxes. They have to appropriate money. They have to come up with plans. You think the police are just on their own, just do whatever they want to do? So I just think I think there is no good that can come to vilifying the police because, you know, someday you may need a police officer to help you out, especially if this whole thing breaks down into, you know, helter-skelter chaos. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments and donations. That helps us. Fear not. Prepare yourself physically, mentally, and above all, spiritually. Fear not.
There we have it. That's the weekly wrap-up there from Greg Hunter. And so I guess we'll go to a break now, and then we'll come back with a little commentary on that. And then we got a couple other short clips that we want to go over and get everybody up to speed on the latest news.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
A network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. This group's multi-part harmonies will keep you believing and wanting more. Join us Friday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. A salute to Journey live in the event center. This high-energy show is packed with all your favorite hits performed live with no backing tracks, spanning the entire era of Journey's repertoire. If you're looking for exceptional entertainment that is totally fresh and full of stamina, accept no substitutes and purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this exciting show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 22nd. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I think that's enough of that, Bob.
I don't know. I could go on listening to that. That'll get you going first thing on a Sunday morning, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff, Jethro Tull. So getting back to what we were talking about, Wall Street demands exemption from the punishment in exchange for pleas. On this, what we were talking about with Greg Hunter talking about the banking, the too big to fail. I got this article here from Zero Hedge, posted on Thursday, I guess it is, or Friday. Wall Street demands exemption from punishment in exchange for guilty pleas in the FXX rigging. So this is not just Citibank. This is. I mean, the latest one is Deutsche Bank, but this is across the board.
This with is all of them.
Yeah, you know, the fact that these guys just go out and they make all this money by rigging the markets. Basically screwing everybody they come in contact with.
And they want to be exempt in the shareholders to pay for it.
These are all criminal acts that people should be going to prison for this stuff. Okay. And the banks want assurance from the U.S. regulators that they will not be barred from certain businesses before agreeing to plead guilty to criminal charges over the manipulation of the foreign exchange markets, causing a delay in the multi-billion-dollar settlements. Really? It's like, what? So the Securities and Exchange Commission is just extract money from these guys. So they make tens and hundreds of billions of dollars. They pay a small fine and then they move on and do it again. And so yeah.
Yeah, and that would work for us how?
Well, you know, it doesn't work for us.
And then,
you know, like he said, the reason that all of this is bankers and politicians, and we need to understand that. So the next thing is on the interest rates, you know, are they going up? Maybe they're going to go up without the Fed's approval because that could be a problem. So if it does, you're going to see this thing start to tank even faster than it is already. And it's just...
Yeah, that could happen overnight. I mean, people don't realize. I mean, it could be fine today and the interest rate pop up tomorrow.
This is why we keep telling everybody, if you have all of your savings in a bank right now, you are a moron. Okay, let's just put it plain and simple, because what's going to happen is we're going to queue this. We got this queued up to this next segment here, but everything's at risk. Those aren't your assets anymore under Dodd-Frank. They can take anything they want, either the bankers or the government, anytime they
feel
like it.
And you're not safe because you're in America. People think, oh, I'm safe from that with the bankers in America. It never happened here.
It could never happen here.
But it is.
Go ahead and play that clip there, Bob. And is it happening here?
They told me that I was, I've been structuring deposits, and therefore they have seized all my assets. They seized a little over $100,000 out of my business account here, which was all that was in there. Took 13 years to get it, and less than 13 seconds, I guess, to take it away.
Lyndon McClellan is a convenience store owner in rural North Carolina and the latest in a string of small business owners targeted for civil forfeiture under the structuring laws. These laws were intended to apply to criminals seeking to evade bank reporting requirements, but they're increasingly applied to people whose only supposed offense is doing business in cash.
This is all I've ever done. I was raised in the store business. I'm here 12, 13 hours a day, 7 days a week. To make this kind of money, selling soft drinks, cigarettes, and hot dogs, somebody's got to work, okay? It wasn't just handed to us. It was taken from us, but it wasn't handed to us.
Civil forfeiture allowed the government to take Lyndon's money without convicting or even charging him with a crime. And now those same civil forfeiture laws mean Lyndon has to fight the government in order to get his money back.
Well, you know, I thought, well, do you quit now? Do you try to keep struggling and go on? And I chose to try to keep going and move forward with my business. It's hard to overcome this kind of loss in today's business world.
This wasn't supposed to happen. After similar cases came to light at the end of 2014, the government changed its policies to bar seizures in these kinds of cases. But federal officials in the field are not respecting the IRS policy change.
The IRS says this is wrong, and all I want is the government to follow the new rules in this case. Nobody's above the law, and not even the federal government. If they're wrong, they're wrong, and I feel like this is wrong. That's why I'm asking for help in trying to recover my money, and anybody else that's had this to happen to them needs to do the same thing. I mean, it's not right.
Well, there you have it. It is happening in America. You know, whether it's the IRS, whether it's just the Civil Forfeiture Act officials that, deem that you have to prove, and they actually charge your money when they take it, not you, so there's no due process. And, you know, and this is not isolated. This has been happening all over the place. We can cite time after time after time and, you know, case after case.
And it's just going to get more and more if people don't start standing up against this type
of
stuff.
Well, we got to realize our government is in deep trouble. Our government is in deep trouble, and the bankers are in deep trouble. We've been bailing out the bankers. That was the banking crisis. And the government has been overspending now. We've doubled the debt in 7 years. Okay, doubled it. Okay, you can't continue doing that without ramifications. You know, the Keynesian brainwash that, oh, we can just keep creating money forever and there's nothing going to happen. Well, you're seeing what's happening play out right now on our streets, and you see what's happening playing out in our country all over the place with jobs going away, businesses folding. Businesses going under, our money becoming worth less and less and less. These are the ramifications of these policies, and we haven't even slowed them down. See,
yeah, and we're talking about businesses that have been in
for
business
hundreds of years.
Yeah, for hundreds of years.
Literally 100 years
since
or so.
Since the beginning of time, and they're having to close their doors.
Well, I don't know about the beginning of time.
Well, beginning of America.
Well, I guess that's the beginning of time.
Yeah, beginning of our time, but
Right.
Yeah. It's insane. You got these big, businesses and even small ones that are closing daily.
Well, there you have
it. Grows.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. So we've got a caller on the line, Matt.
Matt from Reading.
Are you there, Matt?
Yes, I am. I just had a simple question for you. I'm a construction worker. I'm trying to buy a home. The only homes I can afford with the way things are in the city limits. And I'm just kind of wondering what your opinion is, because I do believe it's going to collapse. I build new homes, and all the homes are $300,000, $400,000 homes. There's nothing for the working people anymore. And I'm just kind of wanting to get your opinion on it, because my family desperately needs a home, and the only thing I can find that I can afford is in the city, and I'm just wanting to know what you think is going to happen when the system collapses, because I personally don't want to be in the city, but at the same time, I don't have any options, and I'm just kind of wondering what you guys think.
Well, the old adage from one of the bankers in England was the best time to buy real estate is when there's blood in the streets. And I hate to say it that way, but we are going to see a significant drop in the real estate market because it isn't a bubble. It's the same type of bubble that popped in 2007 and 6 and so forth. So I think you're going to see a dramatic reduction in prices because nobody can afford these houses at the
And that fits right into their pattern. Is to get everybody in having to buy within the city or be, located in the city and not be able to be on the outskirts.
Well, the property outside the cities are going to start going up probably to a degree in relationship to the rest of the properties because that's where, you can be self-reliant and self-sustaining and you can grow things and food is going to be a big deal here pretty soon. So I think you're going to see the housing market collapse just like it did before and then you'll be able to maybe buy better off, overall, but I don't see this thing, getting better here anytime soon. So the best thing I can tell you is that, batten down the hatches and just do the best you can. Try to put yourself in a position where you can be self-reliant. And I know that's tough right now.
Well, I can tell you from I've been looking for a house since December, and I have my family in an RV right now because I was trying to buy, and everything outside the city is unfundable. Because of various issues,
right.
And I looked at a house for $170,000, and my real estate agent is telling me that it's not even lendable because of how bad off it is.
Well,
and it was nothing. It was a 3-bedroom house, and it was literally nothing.
You might try some of those special programs. I know Tri-County's got some going.
Also, you may want to try to see if you can find some land that's for sale by owner or lease something. With the option to buy from somebody out there.
That's what I would do. I was just going to say that because then get the owner to carry the papers or lease something with the option to buy down the road. And that's probably your best bet right now. And that's probably what I'd go after in your situation.
Well, thank you for your time.
You bet.
Thanks for calling in. Okay. So, with that, let's key this next clip. We got two more clips I want to play before the top of the hour, so we got to hurry up and let's move fast. So go ahead and key this next Obama clip up, and then we'll go from there. Yeah, the Watchdog one with the criminal ACA.
No. Say it's not so.
I know.
Here we go.
Oh, we got a commercial here, so we'll go ahead and kill the commercial. Anyway, this clip that's coming up is Congress committed fraud to avoid the ACA requirement. This is a story that I found this morning. Congress engaged in outright fraud to escape the requirements for everyone on Capitol Hill buying individual health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And the White House played along, saying the government watchdog says a government watchdog who calls the congressional Obamacare dodge under this underreported scandal. So this should be all over mainstream news, but it's not. And I think Bob's ready here with the clip. So go ahead and play the clip, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
We're supposed to live under the same laws everybody else is. So if everyone else is being forced to go on Obamacare, why shouldn't members of Congress be forced to be on it as well? I didn't vote for the law. I wasn't here when it passed. But I don't think I should go back to Florida and tell people that I got an insurance plan that they don't have.
Maybe you don't. Including both chambers of Congress, there are 535 people in America that enjoy perks that we everyday citizens simply don't. Now, here's a good place to begin. A provision of the Affordable Care Act allows legislators at the national level to certify themselves as small businesses, effectively sidestepping the law. Many Americans look at what Congress is able to do, and while noting it's not really anything overly interesting, wondering if anything can be done to stop what appears to be massive fraud. Let's welcome to Midpoint. He is the president of American Commitment, an organization dedicated to restoring and protecting free markets, economic growth, and limited government. Phil Kirpin joins us on Midpoint. Phil, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Phil, absolutely stunning in your column in American Commitment, talking about the House and Senate sidestepping provisions of Obamacare and committing fraud. My goodness, Phil, seriously, lawmakers committing fraud? One never would have guessed, would they?
Well, this is quite literal fraud. These are documents, formal documents that were filed with the D.C. Health Exchange, the Obamacare Exchange in the District of Columbia, certifying that the House of Representatives only has 45 employees and the United States Senate also only has 45 employees. These are signed under penalty of perjury. And since they were signed, 13,700 people have signed up for these supposed small businesses with 90 total employees. And so this is pretty blatant fraud here on the part of Congress. And we had a vote to investigate this in the Senate Small Business Committee, and it failed on a 5-14 vote, all 9 Democrats and 5 out of 10 Republicans voting to kill Senator Vitter's investigation. And so we've got a serious fraud here, and we've got a bipartisan cover-up.
All right, so let's start at the beginning. Who got this ball rolling in the cover-up then?
Well, the way this whole thing worked, the Obamacare law, the way it was written, says that that members of Congress and their staff were supposed to lose their previous health coverage, the Federal Employee Benefits Health Plan. They were supposed to be forced into Obamacare like anyone else. They were supposed to pay their own way. And the logic behind that was, if it's so good, they ought to be willing to live under it. And that was something Republicans pressed them on, and Democrats agreed to. It's written into the law that way. When it actually came close to happening, members of Congress and their staff said, oh, no, we're not going to take an effective pay cut and lose our government taxpayer-funded health care and go into Obamacare like regular people. Save us. And the Obama administration came in with a rule from the Office of Personnel Management that said taxpayers are going to keep paying 75% of the premiums for members of Congress and their staff. But they had a big problem. The regular Obamacare exchange that they're supposed to be in has no mechanism to allow for an employer contribution. Doesn't exist because the law doesn't allow for it. And so to get around that, they filed these fraudulent documents, this false declaration of small business status to get into the D.C. small business exchange so the taxpayers could keep paying for their premium. So that's how we got to this point. The reason we know that these false documents exist is Judicial Watch filed a FOIA against the D.C. Health Exchange. When they were stonewalled, they litigated it, and they obtained these documents. Then we now know, based on that document production, that these false declarations were made. What we don't know is who signed off on them, because the name is redacted. Senator Vitter, the chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee, wanted to subpoena the unredacted document so we could find out who signed it and ask that person, who told you to
sign
it?
Let me stop you there, Phil. Are there any guesses, perhaps? I don't mean to interrupt, but are there any guesses there on who may have solved this or who may have started this, who may have signed this?
Well, I suspect it was a congressional staffer who was acting with the approval of the leadership of both parties. And I think this is something that McConnell and Pelosi and Boehner and Reid all agreed to. And I think that's why there's been this bipartisan cover-up, because they'd be ashamed if the name of the person who signed the form was made public, because reporters would go ask them, hey, why'd you sign this? And he'd say, hey, everyone agreed. They told me to do it. And I think that's the embarrassment they're trying to avoid.
Okay, let's play a little devil's advocate here, if you will. We all know, and pretty much whether you're on the left or the right, that the Obamacare legislation itself was badly written. There are so many holes in it, so many problems with it, so many things that weren't done correctly. Is it just possible, this is what some people would ask, I know you probably heard it, that maybe it was just written so badly they had to get it through, and this was sort of a stopgap measure in order just to make sure that everything was neat and clean, as neat and clean as you can make it when you have such a mess as Obamacare?
Well, I don't like much of Obamacare, but the one provision in it that I really do like and that I do think makes a lot of sense was the provision that specifically terminates the previous coverage for members of Congress and their staff and says they've got to go on to the Obamacare exchanges like anyone else who lost employer coverage as a consequence of this law. And I think that the language is very, very clear. I don't think that this deal that was cut with the OPM rule and the fake small business declaration is in any way lawful. I think it's blatantly illegal. And frankly, the best proof that what they did was illegal was the fact they had to file fraudulent documents to make it work. If a way around the law requires a huge entity like the United States Congress to pretend to be a small business and to lie and claim that there are only 45 employees of the U.S. Senate and 45 employees of the House, you know what they're doing is wrong. You know it's not some clever loophole, because if it were a clever loophole, it wouldn't require them to file false documents.
Okay, if it's such a clever loophole, then here we go. How are they being allowed to get away with it? Because in many instances, this is going to be the first time that many of the American people are hearing about this right now. How has it been buried so well? Why is it not being made a big issue of? And how's it escaped any sort of scrutiny?
Well, I think that it hasn't been a bigger issue, because up to now, they've managed to prevent any votes on stopping it, and so members haven't been put on the record on where they stand on this, and they've been able to keep the whole issue under the radar. Of course, that changed. We now have this committee vote where five Republicans and all the Democrats on the Small Business Committee voted to kill Senator Vitter's investigation, and I think he's going to demand a floor vote on the Senate at some time soon, and I hope he gets one, because I'd like to see where every senator stands. And frankly, the leadership of the House and Senate, which are both now run by Republicans, could end this tomorrow if they walked out and said, we're going to follow the law as written. It's terrible. I'm sorry that people are going to have an effective pay cut around here, but they're going to have to buy their health insurance on the Obamacare exchange like anyone else who lost employer coverage. That was the whole point of this provision in the law. And, you know, I think that the pressure is just going to build on them until they're going to end up doing the right thing. And the longer they fight it, quite frankly, the worse it's going to be for them, and the more they're going to look bad for holding out.
Is one of the most amazing things here is that Rand Paul, who is, as you and others have called him, the scourge of Obamacare, that he and Mitch McConnell seem to be involved in this. This isn't just the right or the left here. What you're pointing out is this is left, right, and everybody in between.
Yeah, you know, in the committee, among the Democrats who voted against the subpoena were Mike Enzi, the Budget Committee Chairman, Jim Risch, very conservative senator from Idaho, and perhaps most surprisingly was Rand Paul. And his statement that his office put out was pretty bizarre, because he said, I voted against the subpoena because I would rather amend the U.S. Constitution to require Congress to follow the laws. And as much as I would support that constitutional amendment, we're not going to amend the Constitution anytime soon. There's no reason that that would be an instead of, rather than in addition to, and yet that was the explanation he gave. I think it's a very weak explanation, and frankly, I've seen there are already ads on the air in Iowa attacking him on this issue, so he's going to have to come up with a much better explanation or ideally change his position and get on the right side of this issue.
So, Phil, about a minute or so that we have left here, where do we go from here? You're bringing this to our attention. We're bringing it to the nation's attention right now. So what happens from here? Because I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of Americans watching this, and they're going to be screamingly mad.
Well, I think we've got to get calls and letters into Congress saying to end this corrupt deal and to follow the law, go into Obamacare like you were supposed to. Congress shouldn't feel relief for themselves and their staff from the disaster that is Obamacare unless they reopen the law for everyone. There are millions of people being hurt by this who can't go to Obama and get a special rule written and file a false declaration and get around it. And so we've got to call up there in huge numbers, write letters. We've got a petition on our website at AmericanCommitment.org if people want to send letters with just a few clicks. But we've got to get real pressure pressure on them up there to say, you will follow the law, and if you don't like it, if it's too painful, then you'll fix it for everyone, not just for you. And so it's really on us right now to bring the pitchforks and get some real anger at both parties that have been doing this and demand that they follow the law or fix it for everyone.
There you go. What many people have always said, it's always them versus us. I want to remind everybody, the article is called Congress's Bipartisan Obamacare Fraud. It is at AmericanCommitment.org. Phil Kirpin is the author. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care. When we come back,
all right, very good. Go ahead and kill it, Bob. Yeah, you know, go to AmericanCommitment.org and you can scroll down and you'll see the No Washington exemption from Obamacare. Yeah, I guess they just forgot to put that in the mainstream news, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we'll just, you know, just designate the whole Congress and the whole government as a small business with under 45 employees and call it good. And then they exempt themselves and they get the full benefit packages while the rest of us.
Let's pay for it.
The unwashed masses, we just sit out here and wallow in our crappy healthcare system while the government elites, again, Republican and Democrat. I mean, how much more do we have of evidence do we need to know that the Republicans are in the tank just as much as the Democrats at the upper levels? I mean, they're all, you know, they're not going to save us. You know who's going to save us is us. We're going to save ourselves, and that's by standing up and starting putting pressure on these guys and getting out the pitchforks and torches, whatever needs to happen eventually.
You see some theme here going fraud, 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 fraud. I mean, it's all across the board, folks. I mean, it's a...
No, there's, yeah, you know? Just go back to work and shut up. Yeah, and don't worry. The Acaldes will tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it. And oh, even your local guy, don't ever get upset when he's not going with the program of freedom. You know, as long as he's doing something for the veterans, it's okay.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if they call that, they get the vote on the floor to see who, again, is doing what, where, and how.
Yeah. So I guess we can go to a break and go ahead and play 40 seconds of that there, Bob, and then we'll go to the break, I guess.
All right.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
What difference at this point does it make?
It is time. It is time for America to lead the world. It's time that we build an America where our citizens and their children can dream again.
We are trying to save the nation.
We are seeing a paradigm shift for how we're going to take this country back, how we're going to restore freedom.
We're not going to dethrone God and substitute him with someone who wants to play God.
I think everyone understands something.
Very good. Let's not dethrone God. Let's substitute him with someone. I'm not sure who. Maybe a Muslim dictator? I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I already have that. But
yeah. Sorry.
I think, do we need to go to a break, Bob? And then we'll come back. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
at Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Howdy folks, Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Nothing else, we can play some pretty good music here. Wow. We were just talking about over the break. Why don't we just all become small businesses and exempt ourselves, and we can just pretend that there's
yeah.
no...
Yeah, all those Tea Party people could sure, just divide into groups, you know?
All I got to say is it's good to be the king, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, that's why you don't have a king. Because he can do whatever he wants. They just make stuff up as they go along. And there is no rule of law. And it makes it tough, you know. Back in the day when the king would just come in and take all your property, seize all your assets, you know, things like bank accounts, or gold or silver or, you know, your property.
Give me your food.
You know, give me your food. Shut up and go back to work or we'll give you the lash. See, that's the problem with having a king. Is they can do whatever they want, and you just have to suck it up and go back to work. That's why we had a constitution that, you know, was, you know, put in place to bind men down to the chains of a constitution so they couldn't do whatever they felt like, because it's pretty hard to have commerce when the king gets to decide on any given day if he doesn't like you or not to take everything you own.
Yeah.
Wow. What a concept, because we had
freedom,
you know, right up to the Constitution. The world was pretty much a slave state across the board. I don't care whether you were black, white, Indian, you know, all these, you know, they talk about all this. Wait a minute. Slavery's been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It isn't just specific to black people.
Nope. There was a lot of other people involved in that.
Yeah, I guess when you create a document that says everybody should be free, let's throw that out the window and go back to a slave state with central planning and a king in charge, or a group of guys that, you know, could just make up the laws they go along. That's the answer, right? That'll help. That'll make things a lot better. Everything is good. Shut up and go back to work. You pee on.
It's not good for me. I don't think I want that.
Got a problem with
it. Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit of a problem. But let's just keep pretending nothing's happening. Let's just keep pretending, I'm a Democrat. I'm really good for the world, and the trees are growing, and it's beautiful. And, I'm a Republican, and, you know, I believe in conservative values my representatives skin me through fraud. Come
just
on.
Just give me a chance. Close your eyes and
it's like, what? Come on. I mean, neither one of them are the answer. The answer is start following the Constitution, and the Constitution has to be enforced by the people on the ground. Okay, people have...
It is our job to enforce that Constitution.
Yeah, people have bled to keep this document in place, have bled to keep our freedoms in place, have given up their lives, fortunes, and their sacred honor to keep freedom in place. And now we've got some petty tyrant up there telling us that, I can circumvent the laws anytime I want to just by executive order. And, it doesn't matter just because George Bush did it too. Are you freaking kidding me? Good grief. Wake up out there, people. You got something in your ears or something in your brains? Get off the stupid Xbox and start paying attention to what's going on around you. Good.
The signs are everywhere. I mean, how much more do you have to have in order
I guess it's okay until they take your stuff, right? Or it's okay until you're just working and you have your little phone and you can sit in your little room that you don't own and, while you don't have much to eat, while you text on Facebook and get to play with your little cell phone. That's freedom.
Pretty soon it'd be like Hunger Games, you know?
Yeah, it's okay as long as you can get on your little cell phone.
Sure.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Don't pay attention.
No, they put you in the arena.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Or you can, at the local level, we just have to put some of our voters into the corner like children because sometimes they're unruly and get out of hand.
Yeah.
And so we'll put all public comment to the end because they're just like children. We have to take care of them.
If we put our elected officials out on the square, the county square.
Yeah, they're not smart enough or educated enough or anything to take care of themselves. We have to do that for them.
Yes.
Maybe not.
And
so,
don't worry about what I promise you to get elected. Don't hold me to that. I can do anything I want after I'm in office.
All those frivolous election promises. How could anybody be held to that? You're frivolous. Just go back to work and shut up.
Yeah.
So with that, I have a story here. I think we got a caller on the line. I'm not sure. The story I got here is I wanted to this is a short blurb, but McDonald's destroys the gut bacteria of a college kid in 10 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just so you know that you're eating good stuff when you go to McDonald's out there. And, Tim Spector, professor of genetic etymology at King's College London, tried it out on his own son. And guess what? In 10 days, the guy was allowed to eat Big Macs, chicken nuggets, fries, and Coca-Cola. In the experiment, he sent his stool samples out to get analyzed at different labs. And he noted that he felt for the first time in 3 days, he started to slowly go downhill. He became lethargic after a week, and his friends said he had taken on a strange gray color. So let's just keep eating those chicken nuggets because they got to be good for you, right?
Don't let it fool you that a lot of the other countries are making them leave their country, McDonald's, because it's so healthy for you.
I had to get that in there.
Yeah.
But we got Todd from, what is it?
Butte County.
How you doing, Todd?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Say, I just wanted to add, you put a challenge out there to the people to get off their couches and get involved and with their government. Well, my personal experience, when you start to get involved with the government and you start exposing wrongdoings with the government simply turns to their law enforcement mechanism and to get that individual in trouble. That's how they do it.
Well,
and so until, but thank goodness when I lived in Plumas County, we had a constitutional sheriff there that it didn't happen because I would have been thrown into jail for whatever reason. And then stop people from listening to what I'm saying about the local government there in Plumas County.
Well, that's why you got to have more than one person standing up. I mean, people got to stand up and change who's being elected, whether it's the sheriff, city council, board of supervisors. And that's what people need to concentrate on, is getting people who are committed to following the Constitution, committed to financial solvency and financial restraint. And with that commitment, actually implementing it, not some frivolous campaign promise that nobody's supposed to pay attention.
And he made a good point. You have to know if your sheriff's constitutional, because he has all the power to help you out with that.
There you have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had hundreds of conversations with the sheriff. Our sheriff put his phone number out there for anyone to call. And through my experience, I just thank goodness that we had a constitutional sheriff in Plumas County, and nothing wrong happened to me. 'Cause then they could simply say that you had an axe to grind, and don't listen to them because him, because he's in trouble over here, so he has an axe to grind against the government.
Just a malcontent, Todd. Go back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. Well, thank you for calling in. They're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Hour 2 of Sovereign Minds comes your way next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More rough weather in the Midwest today after the first blast yesterday.
Mainly poses a threat for, isolated damaging wind and some hail a few tornadoes, but we're not expecting as, widespread of an event as we had yesterday.
Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Greg Dial, tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma on Saturday, no deaths or injuries were reported. House and Senate Republicans plan to move forward on a highway bill this week.
House Republicans are preparing to begin moving a two-month extension of federal transportation funding, which currently expires on May 31st. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also is moving forward on a two-month bill in the Senate. Both House and Senate leaders have been urged to consider longer-term bills, but have been struggling with ways to reach consensus on a funding mechanism. Transportation advocates have complained that lawmakers have not passed a transportation package that lasts longer than 2 years since 2005. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
George Stephanopoulos of ABC News has withdrawn himself from a planned Republican primary debate after it was revealed he donated to the Clinton Foundation. Tim Graham is with the Media Research Center.
How shameless or how stupid do you have to be to donate $75,000 to your former boss and his wife who's running for president? This was really surprising to me.
Graham told the Salem Radio Network that Stephanopoulos has always been suspect amongst conservatives and the GOP because he went from the Clinton White House to the anchor chair. Amtrak to expand the use of a speed restriction system on Philadelphia's northbound rails and abide by other federal directives after last week's crash that killed 8 people. The system's already in place on the southbound rails. Experts say it could have prevented the accident. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
Secretary of State John Kerry in South Korea today. There he will discuss security issues amidst fresh fears of North Korean belligerence and deliver a speech on cyber policy. Kerry arrived in Seoul this morning from Beijing and will see top South Korean officials tomorrow, less than a week after South Korea's spy agency reported that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his defense chief executed. That allegation, if true, adds to concerns about the erratic nature of Kim's rule, particularly after Pyongyang claimed last weekend it had successfully test-fired a newly developed ballistic missile from a submarine. An Egyptian prison official says six men sentenced to death by a military court have been executed today. They were convicted of killing two military officials in an hour-long battle with police, military, and special forces during a raid on a suspected bomb factory north of Cairo. It all happened in March of last year. This is SRN News. Looks like the nation's most famous skyline may go the way of 16-ounce sugary beverages in the city. SRN's Bob Agnew reports.
Nothing like a trip to the Big Apple to enjoy the big city and the bright lights, but maybe not for long. Councilman Donovan Richards has introduced a bill to turn the lights off in certain office buildings at night as a way to cut energy costs and help migratory birds. But some are concerned that dimming the lights could make the city less safe and diminish its signature sparkle. Bob Agnew, SRN News.
Today is Sunday, May 17th, the 137th day of 2015. There are 228 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1792, the New York Stock Exchange had its origins as a group of brokers met under a tree on Wall Street. And in 1973, a special committee of the Senate began TV hearings into the Watergate scandal. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio. You're listening to Mark Kent and Linda Kent and Bob Martin, and we're all here in the studio having a great time.
Moving fast.
You know, if your blood's not getting a little bit warm right now, then I guess you're just not an American. Maybe you ought to start thinking about moving to another country. Some communist country where, you know, the redistribution of the wealth is all good. Like, you know, Cuba, where they drive 1952 Chevys because the economy's so bad that nobody can afford a new car. But that's all changing because of social justice.
Yes, it's all better.
Social justice is the new prosperity.
Yeah. That's what we need. Sure it is.
Yeah,
let's
go look at social justice in Baltimore and Detroit and, you know, a few other places and see how that's working out for everybody.
Yeah.
Stockton, I don't know, Vallejo, you know.
Just about any big city, you know.
America, you know, that's what we need is we need to redistribute the wealth so that everybody works less and people get paid more.
Can we sneak Billy Bob in for a quick comment?
Sure, let's have
Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I know I'm precluding your guest here, so I'll be very brief. Listen, Mark, you didn't mention the fact that recently, late last week, we have a real confluence of what you've been talking about, where government does whatever they want, where Sheriff Tom Pasieko and this Lori Scott are elected officials, and now they're eligible for pay increases or whatever they're calling them. And there's definitely no reason and no legislation or any authorization for those payments. But all of a sudden, we got a 3-2 vote with a disappointing Bill Chappell weighing in on that. And that is, again, what you talked about in your first hour of your program. It's just absolutely fraud and government corruption. I'll let you guys go.
Did they give a 5% raise on that, Billy Bob?
I think it was 3.
Was it 3%?
I think it's 3. I think that comes from Brown's budget. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah,
I think we might have lost Dave.
I believe so. We covered a little bit, I think, last weekend on the budget. Or no, was it, I covered it on Agenda 21 Radio on Thursday. That's why. But, it's, you know, there's a, the budget's out of control. Brown's out of control. I mean, this last week, let's just give everybody raises. There's the money will never end. Social justice for everyone.
It has to be even across the board.
Except for it's really uneven because all the government officials seem to be getting raises and benefits and all the rest of us are going down the toilet. That's social justice, isn't it?
That works well. Wow.
Yeah. We're not worthy.
Yeah, I think we have our guest on the line.
Very good. Are you there, Mr. Loudon? Are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Trevor?
Doing great.
All right, where are you at? Are you in California or are you in New Zealand?
Look, I'm in the People's Republic of Malibu.
Oh, very good. How's the social justice going on down there?
Look, it's actually very nice down here, I have to say. It's one of the most beautiful spots in California. But the level of wealth in this community is pretty astounding, I have to say.
Well, you know, I mean, we need to redistribute that from those guys to us. I mean, isn't that the
deal? Yeah, well, of course, those 1%ers, you know, who've got rich off our backs, you know, we need to take it, you know, in the interest of fairness, we need to take it back.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, my next logical question is why stop there?
Keep going.
Yeah, have a centralized government, take everybody's wealth and redistribute it, and then no more special favors.
Well, except for the people who have the responsibility of doing the redistributing.
You
were talking before about Detroit and Baltimore, and you know, Detroit was destroyed by the United Auto Workers Union and the Communist Party Mayor Coleman Young and a whole bunch of Marxists he had on the Detroit City Council with him. You know, social justice destroyed Detroit. And I just read the other day that they've got a new financial manager to try and turn things around, and she's a member of Democratic Socialists of America.
Oh, that'll help.
How does that go? How do you think that'll go?
Oh, sure. That'll be everything's
it'll
great.
It'll be turned around in no time.
You know, before we get too far, let's introduce our guest here. I don't want to be rude. You know, we've got on the line with us Trevor Loudon, and he has written the book The Enemies Within, and we've had him at the Reading Tea Party before. We've had him on the program before, and he's a Kiwi. And maybe you can tell our listeners what's a Kiwi doing in Malibu.
Yeah, well, enjoying himself, I have to say. But look, I'm taking a little bit of a break because I've been touring around the United States for several months, talking to Tea Party groups, Republican groups, etc., basically warning of the Marxist takeover of the United States through the unions, through the Democratic Party, and what we can do about it. But I'm just working on a new edition of my book on the Marxists in Congress. So I'm enjoying some time by the sea in Malibu at a wonderful guest house that a friend has provided for me.
Very nice.
And basically just working all day on researching the Marxists and communists in your Congress and Senate.
Well, what's wrong with a few Marxists in the Congress and Senate? I mean, what could go wrong?
Yeah, well, that's right. You asked the Germans that, or the Soviets that. You know, 2,000 Bolsheviks took over Russia and wrecked in 1917 and wrecked that country for a century. They're still wrecking it.
Yeah.
You know, the same with China. Yeah, look, what Americans don't understand is that it isn't a few Marxists in your Congress. I say there's 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who would not pass a basic FBI security clearance to clean the toilets at any military base in your country. And they are running things.
Hey, you forgot about
We knew it was in the toilet.
You forgot about the White House, Trevor.
Yeah, well, and the White House too, you know. The man in the White House, there's no way he would get past the security clearance. Yet these guys are setting your foreign policy, which is why America is being weakened, why America's allies are being blown off, like Israel and Britain, and your enemies like Russia and China and Iran are being empowered.
Well, we have
this is having consequences. The fact that you have so many Marxists in your Congress is totally affecting your foreign policy. It is the reason why the U.S. military is being gutted. It is the reason you've got Obamacare. It's the reason you've got immigration amnesty. It's the reason you've got all these massive government programs, because you have Marxists in your Congress who are working to destroy the Constitution, and you keep electing them and paying their salaries.
Well, we've got the best government that money can buy. I mean, all you have to do is look at what's been going on with Hillary Clinton here lately, and I guess it's just all coincidental that she's been taking bribes. I mean, she's been getting
contributions
that would never affect her foreign policy
no.
with the State Department.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
You know,
what difference does it make?
Why does Russia now have 20% of your uranium stocks? You know, the Clintons were selling military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. Why do you think they're going to change that very successful formula?
Yeah.
You know, they make money by selling this country down the river. Both of them should be in jail. And yet Hillary Clinton is regarded as a serious contender for the U.S. presidency.
Wasn't the penalty for treason death, firing squad? Maybe I'm missing something, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's in the old, you know, dark ages, the regressive days when loyalty to your country and the Constitution mattered. You know, that's old hat stuff.
And you know, the question always comes to that is, why would it matter? I mean, really, I mean, what could be the consequences of treason in your country from foreign invaders? I mean, it's got to end all right.
Well, why are American soldiers dying in third world hellholes? You know, why are American soldiers being used to police, you know, as a police department of the United Nations? Why are you pouring billions of dollars, trillions of dollars of your taxpayers' money down foreign rat holes? It's because you have people, Marxists in your State Department and your Congress, who want to do that. This is affecting every American every day in the form of body bags, in the form of rocketing taxation, and a tanking economy. You know, if Americans think they're not being affected by socialism, it's like saying you're not being affected by the sunlight.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I watched a little bit of Dancing with the Stars last night. Not that I ever watched Dancing with the Stars. Linda happened to have it on. But
Of course.
blame somebody else.
It's your favorite program. Oh, look, I know.
Really?
Never said a thing. But when you see a guy on Dancing with the Stars with one arm missing and a leg missing,
and
you can say with a straight face that what's going on is not affecting America, you got something wrong with you.
Absolutely. You know, American boys are dying, and the American economy is in the tank because you have basically traitors who have infiltrated your system and now running your government. You know, this is pretty serious.
And they should
when
be
you
up
see
on
that, it's a very graphic example. That's someone, a real flesh and blood guy, who's been affected by this.
Yeah. And he's just the tip of the spear. If we keep going down this road, we are going to be impoverished. We are going to be subservient to the government. You know, these people, we're just the haters and we're angry. And, you know, we're just those angry right-wing conservatives. Well, I guess, you know, maybe you'll get angry when you aren't going to be able to feed your kids because you're working for 60 hours a week or 8 hours a week and making nothing because the economy's tanked and the rest is going in taxes.
Yeah. And, you know, the national debt alone will see to that unless something's done very, very quickly.
Well,
Americans are facing the loss of everything they hold dear, their national sovereignty, their prosperous economy, their military superiority, all of that is on the verge of going down the toilet. All of it.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, and then people say, why didn't anybody say anything? How did we not know this was coming?
Yeah, it's just
well, the Tea Party's been saying it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and the Tea Party's been staving it off and keeping things on an even keel to some degree. So, you know, all power to you guys.
Well, we need to get more and more people involved, and I think you're seeing it across the board. I think there is a resurgence of the American spirit, and I think we're just not hearing it in the mainstream news, but I think the backlash is starting to affect our politicians. I think we're going to see an economic calamity worldwide here pretty soon of epic proportions just because of all of the debt and the bond buying and all the crap that they've been doing. But I think, but I don't know. I mean, we're definitely treading in uncertain times, and boy, it's going to get weird before it gets better.
Yeah, well, I think so, and I think, you know, a lot of people are certainly waking up. Look, I've probably spoken to 400 groups in the country in the last 3 years, and there's a real upsurge of awareness and concern and understanding of what faces America. And I look at it this way, you know, it's 5% of the country is trying to destroy it, 5% is trying to save it, and 90% of the people in the middle are basically patriotic, loyal Americans who love their country but don't really know what's going on. And I think it's a race between the two competing 5%. And I think right now the Tea Party, the good 5%, is definitely on the upsurge, but it is a race against time. You know, which side is going to win here?
Yeah, well, I had a real good friend of mine once tell me there's three kinds of people. There's people who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who wonder what happened. And I mean, yeah. So,
that covers a lot of people.
One of the things I say in my speeches is if you look at the Tea Party, you're the most influential political group we've seen for decades. If it hadn't been for the Tea Party taking back the House in 2010, and everybody in America except for Karl Rove knows that it was a Tea Party, you know, the left would have got their entire agenda straight through. They would have got cap and trade and card check and green jobs. They would have had Obamacare straight through, and it would have gone to straight single payer. They would have had 11 or 12 or 20 million illegals voting Democrat in the last two elections. If it hadn't been for the Tea Party, America would be sunk now. It would be irretrievable.
And with
thanks
that,
to what you guys did, this country still has a chance, and the world still has a chance.
And with that, I'm sorry, Trevor, we're going to have to go to a break, but let's pick that up on the other side. I'm glad you brought it up to us. If you want to call in and have a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate, let's move.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Free Fire Community Radio for the North State, the station that gives you the news that nobody else wants to touch. And we have with us as our guest today Trevor Loudon, and he's from New Zealand. And we really admire Trevor. We've talked to him at length before, and just he embodies the American spirit, even though he's from another country, because it's not just about America, it's about freedom worldwide. So we've got him on the phone with us right now, and maybe you can tell us where you're I also wanted to mention your website at trevorloudon.com, and you can go there and find out what his he's given speeches all over. And
yeah, he's got you've got two coming up, don't you, Trevor?
Yeah, look, I'm speaking to the Mount View Republican Club here in Southern California on Monday night, and then I'm speaking up near the Sacramento area on Friday night. I've got to say, I've just forgot the name of the club, though.
Placer, and, I think.
Sorry?
I think it's Placer.
Oh, the Placer.
Placer.
The Placer. Placer Tea Party. Sorry.
I guess I'm American. It's Placer in America, and I guess it's Placer in New Zealand. It's kind of like tomato.
Yeah, yeah.
But Placer comes from the mining. That's from Placer Mining, and that's why it's Placer County up there.
Ah, okay.
And
yeah.
And Recreation
That's on
building.
My website, trevorloudon.com. Just go there, and it's got my schedule. Then I'm going over to up to do a couple of engagements in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington. Then over to Bradenton, Florida, and then over to Minnesota. So I'm going to be traveling around the country quite a lot in the next few months.
What's your motivation, Trevor? I mean, you know, you got a schedule here, and I know you've been doing this for quite a while. You know, what motivates you to get up in the morning and go after this? What's your motivation?
Well, look, America is the front line now. You know, like you said, in World War II, you know, American boys put on uniforms and picked up guns to go and fight the Nazis in Europe because that's where the front line was. Now the front line is in America. You know, if America goes down, if America sinks into socialism, if you disarm, if you become just another province of the United Nations, you know, the whole Western world will fall. There's nowhere that's going to survive. You know, Russia, China, Iran, and radical Islam will carve up the planet amongst themselves. So if I want, if, you know, we've got the Chinese knocking on our doorstep in New Zealand, you know, so if we want to say New Zealand and Australia and Canada and Britain and the Western countries, France and Germany, et cetera, we have to save America. And, I think my advantage is that I have a foreign accent and people will listen to what I say sometimes when they wouldn't listen to me if I came from Kansas or something like that.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to be said for that because, you know, we've been dumbed down through the education system because we did get the Marxist in the education system. They've basically taught our children either that, you know, to be have no morality and nothing matters, and that the American dream is an American nightmare, and they don't realize what freedom is about. You know, they really don't understand the first thing about the principles of freedom. So they're having a hard time. It's changing, but I think the younger generation has had a hard time discriminating between, you know, Marxism and Americanism and what the benefits and the trouble with those systems are.
Yeah, well, they've lost their foundation, so many of them. A lot of them don't understand how exceptional and how good America is. So they know that the economy's bad. They know that the government's spying on them. They know that their privacy means nothing. They know that their future prospects are dim. But they think the answer, they're told the answer to that is more socialism, more government, you know, voting for the left. They don't understand.
That's what got us here.
Understand that really the answer is to restore your constitution.
Well, that's because they've been told that
federal government.
They've been told that, that what got us here is the Americanism and the constitution.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the opposite. What got us here is the policies we're following and implementing even more so.
Yeah, America has been partially wrecked by socialism. The young people see the results of that, and they're told that it was all because of the Constitution and the American capitalist system, and the answer is more socialism. It's one of the biggest con jobs in history.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
if you look at one thing is hopeful. If you look at the college campuses now, you know, all the young politically active kids are either socialists or they're libertarians.
Right.
You know, they're either Marxists or they want to go back to the Constitution. And that wasn't really there 5-10 years ago. That's a growing movement.
Well, that was a lot of share. That was a lot of what Ron Paul's focus has been on and is still on, is that you've got to, you've got to get the youth back involved in understanding this because, you know, you've got these Marxist professors spewing, you know, this Marxist dribble, as fact. Same for the Keynesian economic system. I mean, you know, they keep telling us that Keynesian economics is the way to go and let's just keep doing more and more of it. And you can see that this whole thing is about to implode. And these guys are a bunch of theorists. Theorist? How do you say that in New Zealand? A theorist? Theorist?
Idiots.
That's
very good. Short and sweet.
That's exactly right. A bunch of idiots who don't understand the first thing about running a business or policy or monetary policy or anything like this because they've been spoon-fed and government-funded through the bankers who basically have a stake in keeping everybody under the gun through the government so that they can just take over the world through the banking.
Yeah, like Keynesian economics and the fractional reserve banking, which are pretty closely interrelated, are both Ponzi schemes. You know, they can only keep going by bringing more suckers into the system. And when you run out of suckers, the whole thing will implode.
Yeah,
and
I think we're almost
pretty darn close to that point now.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the suckers are either running out of money or they don't want to be suckers any longer.
Yeah.
So the whole house of cards is about to come down, and what has to come out of that, and I'm so glad the Tea Party movement is there, because you guys are a stabilizing influence. You know, you guys are embedded in your communities, and you network well, you're involved in lots of organizations, and you understand what is happening. So when it hits the fan, it's going to be people like yourselves that keep things stable and keep things on an even keel so we can get through this mess.
I agree. We have to get through this mess. And that's the answer for a lot of people, is get prepared to get through the mess and educate ourselves and but put that education into action and do something so we're headed back to the right answer. I mean, people have fought for freedom for thousands and thousands of years. Not because, oh, gee, it was some ideal on the hill and it was the shining light and everybody thought it was a great deal that they hadn't experienced. No, because they had experienced the opposite of that. And it's terrible to live under the yoke of tyranny.
Yeah, they knew the opposite one of that.
Yeah, well, you know, why was America founded? Because people came here to escape the religious persecution and the economic persecution they suffered at home. You know, America was founded by people who fled tyranny, and they weren't going to go through it all over again, you know. Some of the greatest patriots in this country, you know, you look at people like Rafael Cruz, you know, who spent time being tortured in a communist Cuban prison. You know, that is going to make you want to have freedom, isn't it? That's going to fire you up for liberty.
Well, I think
and
that's why we're going to win.
Americans had it so soft for so long. Well, Westerners in general have had it so easy for so long. We've forgotten where our roots are. We've forgotten the people shed blood to have what we have.
Well, there's purity in suffering. I always say that because, you know, it just seems like that's the human condition. You know, when you're fat and happy, you know, you don't care as much as when you're hungry and unhappy. And you know, that's where we're headed. And we just got to go in the right direction, because there is going to be a fork in the road, in my opinion, here pretty soon, where we continue to go down this socialist Marxist path and we end up with a totalitarian government or totalitarian world government if we're not careful, or we're going to go back to freedom and prosperity.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, the time's coming. We're either going to go into 1,000 years of darkness, or we're going to have a new golden age. You know, and that's what it comes down to. The future of the planet depends on what happens in America over the next couple of years. If Americans continue to go down the socialist road, if they elect a Hillary Clinton or a Pocahontas Warren in 2016, you know, socialism is going to take over this country and American sovereignty is going to be extinguished. But if the patriots stand up and go down the different road and restore the Constitution and gut the federal government, that's going to spark liberty revolutions all over the planet.
I agree with that.
It's going to inspire people all over. So the consequences either way are very, very big. You know, the stakes are very high, and the game is being played out right now, right in states like California and Florida and Ohio. That those battles are going to decide the fate of this civilization.
Boy, that's scary, isn't it?
It's very scary.
Well, it's scary, and it's a big responsibility trip. It's scary, but it's also positive in that, you know, it can be turned around, and the difference between failure and success is not a lot. It could be a few votes here, a few votes there, you know.
Yeah.
Whole civilizations can turn on a single vote or a single decision sometimes. And Americans have shown through the Tea Party and the conservative groups that you're willing to to push things the right way, that you're willing to force things in the right direction.
Well,
you've had a huge impact.
I think everybody that's serious has pledged their fortunes, their lives, and their sacred honor at this point, because we know what the consequences are of what are we going to hand to our kids or our grandkids. And I personally am not going to, talk to my granddaughter, 20 years from now, or my granddaughters, and tell them that, oh, gee, I didn't do enough because I sat back and went fishing, So.
And I think we've all made the commitment that this is a lifetime. We have taken this job on. And
this is long term. Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it. You know, one of the things about the Vietnamese that I admire was that, even though there was a communist regime, but they looked at war long term. They looked at war as a 100-year or a 1,000-year war, as opposed to a 5 or a 2-year war. And I think that's the what we have to adopt is the strategy of this is something that we're going to have to fight for the rest of our lives if we have to change it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it was either Ho Chi Minh or Mao Zedong. I can't remember which. Somebody asked him his opinion of the French Revolution. He said, "Well, look, it's just too early to tell."
Right.
because they think you're right. They think in terms of hundreds and hundreds of years. The whole sweep of history. And if you look at the American Republic, which never should have been founded, if you look at it.
Right.
A bunch of farmers and lawyers took on the world's greatest military empire to establish a government that they didn't even know what it was going to be like. How insane was that?
Yeah.
But that risk, gave the country gave the world the greatest country the world has ever seen. It's kept the world stable and safe and civilized. It has had a huge impact. And I see these turning points in history. The Reagan Revolution was another turning point. The Tea Party Revolution, I think, will be seen as probably the most important turning point. And it's going to be unfolding for a long time yet. But it gives me so much hope. Without the Tea Party, I would fear so much for America.
Well, with that, let's go to a break,
all
and
right.
We'll come back from the break, and then maybe you can tell us what you think. What is the most important thing that you want to get out there right now? Because we only have about 20 minutes left in the interview here, but think about what you want to get out there for all the listeners.
And if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My yep. life is sunshine,
sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops. Yeah, that's it right there in a nutshell.
I think so, huh? At the rate we're going, there's not going to be no sunshine, lollipops,
yeah,
or rainbows.
Yeah, we should be playing Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine.
And yeah, she's gone, yeah.
Actually, you know, the hope is there is going to be sunshine. We are going to turn this around. And like I said before, is it scary? Sure, but it's also the most exciting time ever. Because, you know, think of what's happening is that we're, you know, we've got a new state coming into the North State. You know, we've got the country turning around. We're going to head back towards freedom, and we're going to win this fight, and that's kind of exciting. So anyway, we got Trevor Loudon with us, and have you thought about what we need to talk about, Trevor?
Yeah, well, look, I think I'd like to outlay, you know, from an outsider's point of view, I just sort of like to outlay what I think's facing America electorally over the next couple of years, and what the bad guys are going to do, and what the good guys should be doing. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Go for it.
Okay. Well, see, this is the thesis of my books. In 1995, the unions in this country were taken over by the Marxists, Democratic Socialists of America, and the Communist Party USA. They then, because they took over the unions, they then were able to take over the Democratic Party. They got rid of all the good guys, you know, Joe Lieberman, Senator from Connecticut. All those sort of people were purged. So now the unions and the communists control the Democratic Party. So therefore, there is really no avenue through the Democratic Party now to turn the country around. And that's sad for all the Democratic voters out there who still think they're voting for Harry Truman or JFK, both of whom would probably be in the Tea Party today, by the way. So that's what's happened to the Democrats. The Republicans are about a third progressives and one-worlders and you know, Chamber of Commerce lackeys. They're about a third go-alongs to get-alongs and about a third patriots and conservatives and constitutionalists. So the battle for liberty in America is who wins in the Republican Party. Because if the Republicans stand someone like Jeb Bush in 2016, it's a guaranteed loser. He's a pro Common Core. He's pro amnesty. He's you know, all the things that the grassroots despise. Because see, the Democrats intend to institute a one party state after 2016.
Sure.
Because they're going to legalize 8, 10, 12, 20 million illegals. They're going to bring hundreds of thousands of people over from the Middle East, turn them all into good Democrats, and they are going to use that to create a one-party state, something the Republicans can never, ever defeat.
Well, I mean, what you're doing is you're making a case for the Libertarian Party or another party challenge.
Not in the time we have left. You know, in the time we have left, there's only one force that can stop the Democrats, and that is the Republicans. But it's the bad guys, if the third of the Republicans, so it's a battle. Who wins in the Republican Party? Because if the old guard have their way and they give you a Deb Bush or a Chris Christie, it's done. The Democrats will win. But if someone like a Ted Cruz or a Scott Walker is the nominee, there is a chance. And I'm saying Ted Cruz personally because he's the most inspirational. He's a constitutionalist. But what he needs to do is to bring all the elements of the Republican base together. Because your base, the conservative base is bigger than the Democrat base. Because even with their 11 million illegals, on your side are 20 to 30 or even 40 million evangelical Christians who are not even registered to vote. So just say it was Ted Cruz, for instance. It could be Scott Walker. It could be Ben Carson. But say it was Ted Cruz running the ticket. This is what he should do. He has to go to all the elements of your base, the libertarians, the Christians, the moderates, the Tea Parties, everybody, and say something like this. We need to unite. We have one chance to save this country, and this is what we're going to do to bring everybody together. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to name Alan West to my VP ticket right now. And then to bring you libertarians in, we're going to name either, say, Rand Paul or Gary Johnson as Secretary of the Treasury, and he can do what he damn well wants to the Federal Reserve and the IRS, do anything he wants. Ron Paul can help him. Then it's going to be someone like Sarah Palin, Secretary of Energy, and you're going to open up the energy fields, drill, baby, drill, drill in your backyard if you want to, $1 a gallon gas for every American family. Scott Walker, Secretary of Labor, right to work in every state. Mike Lee, Secretary of the Interior, return all the federal lands they stole off the states back to their rightful owners. Someone like Herman Cain, Secretary of Commerce, deregulate everything, get rid of EPA, OSHA, all those cumbersome regulations, get American businesses working again. Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary of Health and Human Services, end the welfare culture in America, restore dignity to your communities. John Bolton, Secretary of State, he can flip the bird to the Ayatollahs and Putin, rebuild the Western Alliance. Ambassador to the United Nations, no one, ever. And then Trey Gowdy, Attorney General, you know, end the vote fraud, restore justice to this land. And then for all the millions of Christians who don't care about politics, but they do care about education, they hate Common Core, they love homeschooling, I would say to them, you know, Ted Cruz, name someone like David Barton, the Secretary of Education. Inspire the Christians.
Yeah.
So you have to name a whole cabinet that unites the libertarians, the social conservatives, the fiscal conservatives, the defense conservatives, the Tea Party Republicans, the moderate Republicans, so everybody gets a slice of the pie. You imagine, do you think that would unify the base?
Yeah, I think that would do it. I mean, if they came out with that strategy, I would definitely be looking at it for sure. You know, because I'm almost resigned to a third party at this point. But if someone came out and united everything and got off the old guard, because I think you're totally right. I mean, if we get a Jeb Bush, I'm voting for the Libertarian
Look, if we had 30 years, I would say yes, build up the Libertarian Party, unite with the Constitution Party. Build it up, but we've got 2 years.
Yeah, I think
at the end of 2 years, if the Democrats win, they're going to dissolve the southern border, they're going to legalize 11, 12, 20 million illegals, they're going to flood the country with refugees from the Middle East, and they're going to swamp you.
Well, I think the other strategy that we got to use, Trevor, is that at the local level, we got to start taken back the country through the you know, the city councils and the board of supervisors and the county sheriffs. Yeah, so
absolutely, you know, let's promote constitutional county sheriffs, take over your local school boards, your boards of ed, you know, your county commissions, and that's been being done to a large degree around the country. It's also been done to the state legislatures, but we cannot ignore the fact that all of that is going to be for nothing if we lose the presidential race in 2016.
Well, I guess, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to wait and see. We do have a caller on the line, Trevor, and I believe he's from New Zealand as well. Is that? Are you out there, Peter?
Hey, what a bloody insult, mate. I'm an Aussie.
Oh, an Aussie. Yeah, well, even an Aussie, you know, I'd love to hear even an Aussie. How are you?
Well, you guys are both.
Yeah, mate. Listen, I've got a question for you, and I haven't disagreed with anything you say, mate. I agree 100% with everything you say, and Mark knows where I come from, you know, between the ears. But listen, I got a question from you. Where did you, what made you think this way? I mean, I know what took me, you know, to think this way. But you don't think that way coming from just from school in New Zealand.
No, Australia. Look, I grew up as a typical little New Zealand commie, you know.
Right.
You know what it's like. We have the welfare state. We get free this. We get free that. And that's how we think.
Right.
You know, isn't it? We're all socialists at heart down there.
Yeah.
But in my final year at high school, I had a free market economics teacher, and he changed my thinking.
Was he American?
And then I started. Sorry?
Was he an American?
No, he was a New Zealander. Look, it was amazing. But then I started reading stuff like, I read a lot of Ayn Rand, I read a lot Frederick Bastiat and you know, Milton Friedman and a whole bunch of guys like that. It was mainly American writers and Frederick Bastiat and people like that who changed my thinking in my early 20s.
I was in an argument in San Francisco in the 70s, and I'd spent about 21 months down in South America in the Amazon, and some guy heard me arguing in a lunchroom there, and there's no bosses at the table in lunchroom when I sit down, and he brought the book into me the next day. He said, "You got to read this." It was Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, right. Okay, well... Yeah, like I read Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, and I read those when I was 18 or 19, and that revolutionized my thinking, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Peter.
Well, all the best to you, Trevor. I run into you sometimes.
Which part of Australia are you from, Peter?
Oh, mate, all over. I actually lived with the Aboriginals for 3 years out in the Gibson Desert. Tom Selleck's movie, Quigley Down Under, they're all my mates there, particularly the butler there. He's held my baby daughter and all this. I left Queensland, mate, Tugan.
I hope next time I'm up there, you come.
We'll have to make sure you
get one of the meetings.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure you guys get together. So I guess we only got about 5 minutes left, so we gotta stop the Down Under segment. And
hey, God bless you, mate.
Thanks, Peter, for calling in. We appreciate it.
I love you, Chuck.
All right, very good. Thanks, Peter. We appreciate your call.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. So anyway, we got about 4 minutes left. So if you got something else you want to get out there, Trevor, you know, now's the time to get it out.
Well, I think, you know, Peter made a great point. You know, when you grow up in Canada or Australia or New Zealand or Britain, you grow up with socialism. And Americans really don't understand just how exceptional this country is. You know, you fought a revolution to get your freedom. You've got a constitution. You've got Second Amendment rights and First Amendment rights. And when nobody else has it, anything like what you have. And we all look to America as a beacon for liberty, and it just guts us that it's going downhill, you know. So that's why people like me and Peter are so rooting for America to turn around and rediscover your constitution.
Well, as long as we have the Second Amendment, the other amendments will stand, and everybody knows it.
Exactly. It's so important. If you didn't have a Second Amendment, you wouldn't have any amendments by now.
Yep, I agree.
That's true.
You know. But one thing I will say too is, people, please watch out for the fact. Go to my blog, trevorlowden.com, because what we're doing is going to do a documentary movie coming out later this year. It's going to be called The Enemies Within, and it's based on my book. It's going to expose the Marxist takeover of the U.S. Congress. It's going to expose the Marxist roots of Obamacare and immigration amnesty and the gutting of your military. It's going to be the most hard-hitting political documentary ever released in this country, but it's also going to have a plan of action. You know, what can be done about it? You know, what can be done to change this around? So please just, you know, keep following my blog, and we'll be doing promotionals for the Enemies Within as the time gets nearer. And just, you know, get the information out there, because it's going to be a very hard-hitting expose, and I want as many people as possible to know about it before it even hits the theaters.
Well, and they can go there to your blog site at trevorlowden.com. That's TrevorLoudon.com. And also, they can actually help contribute for the funding to the Enemies as well.
Well, the Indiegogo there is not live at the moment. We've just ended one of the appeals, but we'll be starting a new one shortly.
Okay, very good.
That's why I say... just keep following my blog. We'll be doing various fundraisers and things over the next few months. We're funding most of it through investors, but we're going to raise some of it from the public as well. And we've got about 20 grand from the public so far, you know, just to support, you know, the production side of things. But it's a modest budget. We're looking at about $500,000 in total, and which is relatively modest by Hollywood standards. But it'll be a very high quality production. It'll be a movie, you know, Hollywood quality production in the theaters, on DVD, on Netflix, all of these things, and we aim to have it out there a full year before the election.
Well, they're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour here, Trevor. We want to thank you so much for coming on. We'd love to have you back in the future.
Okay, very good.
Look, thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.
All right,
thanks,
Trevor.
You have a great
day. Okay, I got to end it as usual here. Bye. The difference between genius and stupidity is that genius has limits. And that's Albert Einstein. Okay, so with that, you are born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a
purple
master.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
It was Wisconsin, maybe, you know, Illinois, Minnesota.
That's Greg Dial of the Storm Prediction Center. A few tornadoes and a whole lot of thunderstorms blasted the region on Saturday. Numerous buildings damaged, but nobody was hurt. The investigation continues into last week's Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia that killed 8 people. Robert Zumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board says the engineer is being examined.
As we do for all transportation accidents, Chris, we have solicited or subpoenaed his cell phone records. Drug and alcohol testing is done as a matter of routine. We've sent those results off, tests off. So that's what we do for all investigations.
He talked to Fox News Sunday. The Senate is expected to take up a bill this